What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you stay right with God and find victory over sin and over the devil. Today, we are in the series, once again, called Sex and Family, talking about marriage again and patriarchy, men ruling their households. And I want to give a warning to men and women today that as a man, if you want to be a patriarch, if you want to rule your house, you're going to have opposition. And that opposition is going to come in the form of people saying that your rule is abusive. It may come from your own wives. It may come from people outside who are looking at your relationship and saying, hey, you're being oppressive, you're being restrictive, and you're being abusive. And so this is a follow-up to an article or a sermon that I recorded called The Curse of Eve and The Duty of All Men. And that sermon was controversial. It bothered a lot of women. And some men as well. But also I heard women that were sharing that article, and I appreciate that, with other women, telling them that, hey, you need to deal with this curse in you. The curse of Eve is basically the desire in women to dominate and control and run their households, their men in particular. They don't want to submit. They want to run the show, and they want to run their men. And that's what's going on primarily in this society. The society, at least in itself, is supporting that desire in women and allowing them to flourish in that dysfunction. In the sermon about the curse of Eve, I said that the curse is not something God just put on the woman, but it's a result of her eating the fruit. She ate the fruit, and now she became a person that was not in sync with her husband, who was not submissive to her husband, who had to fight to be submissive in some cases. And so in every woman is the desire to submit, but however, she has this other nature in her, this curse in her, that wants to run the show and dominate. And so a man must, and this is the second part of that sermon, he must stand up and be a ruler and dominate his wife and run the show and don't allow her to control and dominate him. Okay. We went through a few definitions of what rulership is, what ruling looked like. And I think that's where women got offended, because they didn't want to hear a man actually taking charge, being in control, and putting restrictions and rules on his women. And so I heard things like women, a man needs to serve his wife and put her first. I heard things like if he wants to lead, he must be a servant first, stuff like that. The people in the comment section basically tried to override everything I said as far as the ruling part was concerned. They had a big problem with the ruling part. They didn't even want to deal with the curse of Eve. They didn't even really want to acknowledge that. They wanted to focus on men ruling and how they should rule. And that sermon was not about how they should. It was just that they should. I'm going to go into detail about how a man is supposed to rule his household. And there's a whole sermon on that coming shortly. But that's what they had a problem with. And one of the things a woman said was this. This is a portion of what she said. Perhaps subconsciously underlining my heart as I read your article is a wonder if the way you presented the topic would lead men to justify abusing their wives, either physically, emotionally, or both. So when I start talking about men ruling, she assumes or feels as if I'm leading men to justify abusing their wives. And in no way did I say that it was okay for a man to abuse his wife. I actually said that a man should not abuse his wife or verbally, emotionally, or anything of that nature. And that was mentioned in the 31 mark of the audio. So if you want to go back to listen to that, you'll just go to 31, slide the marker there, or you can go online to YouTube, find that article or that sermon rather, The Curse of Eve, and 31 mark, you'll hear me saying directly to men, you don't abuse your wives, all right? However, this woman wants to kind of interject that somehow this is what I may be leading men to do, all right? Now, I know that she knows that's not true. Okay. Now, she goes on in her letter to state that her dad was abusive and he used scriptures to justify it. And so somehow my sermon seemed eerily similar to him. And I just know that's not true. And I don't believe she believes that to be true either. But this is what you're going to get, men. As you become a patriarch, you're going to hear women trying to say that you're abusive, or that they'll tell your wife that, hey, you're in an abusive relationship. You should get out of that. Okay. Abuse has been an excuse to defy patriarchy. Okay. Feminism uses stuff often. If you let men rule, they're going to abuse you. No, they're not. Bad men abuse people, no matter if they got a family or not. Bad men, they've been doing that. And the same thing with women. In this gynocentric society, women are abusing men. Nobody's saying anything about it, though, verbally and physically. So now that they got rulership, what are they doing? Well, some of them are doing that. Some of them are not doing that. However, the bottom line is, it's not about patriarchy being leading to abuse. It's simply bad men being abusive. And in my sermon, it was very, I was talking about taking over and taking rulership. And I can hear the spirit of feminism being upset with that, because they don't want to be ruled. That cursing the woman doesn't want to be ruled. It doesn't want to be told what to do. I know all about it. I don't care. All right. And so, men, you got to understand that these women are going to try to use things to get you to stop being a leader. They don't want you to lead properly. They want you to be a partner rather than the head and the leader. And so one of the tactics they're going to use is, you're being abusive to me. All right. What I'm discovering is that abuse in some women's eyes is the following. Number one, a man verbally corrects his wife for defying him. So he says to do something. She says no. And she's going to do it this way or that way. And this, that, and they get into a discussion. And the man says, no, we're going to do it this way. And he pretty much corrects her and tells her, you know, you're going to do what I tell you to do. Women are saying that that's abuse, or that's verbal abuse, because his way of commanding her and telling her to stop, no, you can't do that. She doesn't get her way and she feels bad about that. Because she's being corrected, that makes her feel bad. And she says, well, that's verbal abuse. That's not verbal abuse. It's basically correction. All right. She's trying to go a different way. He's trying to be the head and the ruler of the home. And she's trying to go in the opposite direction. His job as a man, ordained by God, is to get her back in line and say, no, you're not going that way. And if she wants to say she feels bad because he told her no and told her to get back in line, that's on her. That's not abuse, though. All right. Another example is a man physically hitting his woman for verbally abusing or physically hitting him. Now, I don't advocate a man hitting a woman unless she is hitting on him. I don't even mention this in self-defense. She comes at you with a knife. If she hits you with her fist, if she's in your face, she's slapping you, you have the right to defend your body, because that's the vessel of God, okay? I don't believe in, you should be, continue to follow up with other punches and hits and all that kind of stuff, because you don't want to damage the vessel of God. The woman was made in the image of God as well. You don't want to beat up and destroy the vessel of God. You don't want to do that. However, it's not abuse for a man to just retaliate with a backhand if the woman is slapping him in the face, or hitting him, or punching him, or physically punching him. Okay? It's not abuse. He's protecting himself. And we're going to go over what the abuse actually is. We're going to get the definition out, and we're going to look at it and study it. All right? But these are not abuse. It's not abuse. All right? But a woman could say, he hit me in the face, and she was all in his face, either verbally or physically hitting that man. And all he did was respond by getting her out of his space and trying to calm out the situation. So that's not abuse, all right? Another one is a man saying no and not giving the woman what she wants. It's kind of similar to the first one. And some women are very narcissistic, and that means that they can't take rejection well. Because they can't take rejection well, they take it as a spear to the heart when the man says no. You know, it's rejection to them. So they say to themselves, you know what, that was hurtful to me. That made me feel bad. Therefore, that's abusive. Okay, no, it's not. The man just told you no. He rejected your idea or your request. All right? Now, here's another one. A man calling out a woman's bad behavior. So this time, at this point, he is telling her, look, you are being disrespectful. You are being selfish. You're being proudful, you're being lazy, you're being whatever he needs to call out regarding her behavior. Because that makes her feel bad, she says that's abuse. He's verbally abusing me. All right? These are not verbal abuse, okay? This is a man correcting his wife and saying this bad behavior needs to change. It's not abuse, but women will use that to say that you're abusing me, you need to stop. And if they cry about it, you may be tempted as a man to submit to that and start saying, well, maybe I'm being harsh with her, or maybe I'm hurting her some kind of way. You know, you could say all this for a child. Are you hurting a child by telling them no, they can't have this or that candy or this toy, or correcting them for their bad behavior, or hitting them for hitting you? No, that's not abuse. None of that is abuse. All right. And then, of course, a man who just stands his ground and will not let a woman manipulate him and rule him. Okay. A lot of women will say things like he's oppressive, he's restrictive, and then they'll add in abusive. He's verbally abusive. So I've heard that connected to this as well. Okay. That's not abuse. It's not abuse. All right. Men, I want you to understand this, and ladies, oftentimes the story of abuse is one-sided. So when you hear about somebody being abused, usually the woman, as a man, you're sitting there and a woman comes to you talking about her boyfriend or her husband is abusing her. You have to understand that this is a one-sided thing. You don't know all the information. There's a proverb in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verses 17, and it states that the first side or the first part that you hear may sound true, but then wait till you hear the rest of it. In other words, the general understanding is you need to hear both sides in order to understand what's going on. If you don't know the other side, you don't know what's going on. All right. I think there's a movement or hashtag on Twitter or something called Believe Women. And it's basically related to Me Too movement, where you just need to accept when anytime a woman says something happened to her, either it's, you know, sexual or abuse or whatever, you just need to accept it. That's not what scripture teaches us. We need to know the whole side of the matter. Okay? You need to know both sides. You aren't in the room, you can't really say. So it's better to believe facts based off of information that you have rather than just a woman saying this happened to me. Because in these latter days, when we have a lot of narcissistic women who they begin to make their feelings facts. I feel this way, it must be true. If he makes me feel this way, I'm going to say that this is abuse because this makes me feel bad. This is not true, though. All right. And so can't get caught up in a woman's story about abuse. Now, I'm not a man that is non-empathetic towards a woman being abused, nor I am to men being abused. I got two different series, one on narcissistic abuse, which was a 14-part series I just finished. And then there's a 3-part series on abuse, general abuse, both physically and mentally, where I discuss the same thing. So I'm very aware of this. I know what's going on. I've been abused and I understand it. I'm not minimizing anybody's abuse. However, I'm also aware that people lie about abuse or they say things that happened to them wasn't really abuse. I know that. In other words, they're speaking from their feelings and not necessarily what's based off of fact. So I just want men to understand going forward, even when you hear stories about abuse from other women, they're trying to gain sympathy from you, to be weary of that and say, okay, well, I don't know the whole side of that, so I'm not going to just make a judgment off of that. So that's in connection, of course, to what we're saying now, that as a man, if you stand up and rule your house, you're going to hear stuff like you're being abusive. Women will speak to your wife and say, he's abusing you. You should get out of that relationship. He won't let you do things. He has rules and laws and stuff like that. He tells you no. He scolds you when you come against him and stuff. He can't talk to you like that. Stuff like that. Men, don't fall for that. Stand your ground. Be a man in your house and rule your household. Now, to go back, I want to be clear. I don't advocate violence against women or women beating up men either. Okay. And I want to be clear that, man, if your woman is getting in your face and being disrespectful and verbally, you're pretty much at a point of a very bad place in your relationship. The best way to deal with that is to withdraw. Withdraw your attention and time and leave her be. Okay. Separate and say, look, I'm not tolerating any of that. I'm going to be over here. You're going to be over there. Okay. And that's how you got to do that. And they will realize that in order to be with you, they got to change their behavior. If they don't want to change, they'll probably divorce you. You'll have to go through that terrible process, but you'll be free from that woman and you'll be able to, you know, pursue other women. you know, that are respectful and loving, and they don't challenge your authority and all this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And once again, this is all because of the culture we live in. Satan is taking control over it. It's polluted, and it supports women's that dysfunction in them to want to dominate. And on general, most women will submit if the man is leading and just keeping them in control. But the men have been taught to let the woman be free, to do what she wants to do, to partner with her. And so the men don't know what they're doing. The women are out of pocket. They don't know what they're doing. And that's why we have these problems. But that's why I had the sermon on the curse of Eve, to expose to everybody, look, there's a problem in women, and that came from her eating the fruit. Both sides, the woman needs to suppress and deal with that nature of wanting to dominate and control the household. And the man needs to also be aware of that and make sure that that is kept under pocket, okay? And if a man stays dominant, she'll probably stay submissive. If she truly wants to be with him and loves him, she'll stay submissive. If not, then she's probably going to divorce and get out of that relationship. All right. I want everybody to know, especially men, that when you stand up as a man and rule and be a patriarch, that there are going to be people saying that you're abusive. Now, let me go over the definition of abuse so that we have a clear understanding of it. This is from the King James Dictionary. The first one here is to maltreat, to misuse with bad motives. All right. And that's what you're going to get when you look at the word abuse. And this is what I mentioned in my other series on abuse, is that it's a misuse of a person. People are not punching bags. People are not designed for you to hit on either physically or spiritually because of your own issues or their issues. Say, for instance, the wife is not doing what you tell her to do. You're frustrated with her. Beating on her is not helpful to her or to you. Because she was created in the image of God. That's God's property. You're destroying God's property. That's also a part of you. You're hurting yourself. And godly men know this. We don't even do this stuff. We're empathetic. We have feelings. We can look at something from somebody else's perspective. We feel what they feel in some cases. And we understand that we wouldn't do this. So the idea for this woman, like I said, to bring that up, it's trolling. She knows better. You know, she knows better. But I just mentioned that if you ever get to that place where you feel like you want to do that, just calm down and leave and withdraw your attention. That will usually fix it. But let me go over some more examples of what abuse actually is and the definition of abuse here. It says to use ill, to maltreat, to misuse. Woman's not a punching bag, okay? She's not somebody you just pour out all your anger and emotions on because you're upset with life or whatever. Another example is to treat rudely or with reproachful language or revile. So once again, like I said, somebody is abusing you with words. They're tearing you down with it. A husband should never tear down his wife. He can expose her bad behavior and say, these bad things need to change. But verbally, he's just hitting her with, you're this, you're that, you're this. It's just not helpful to her for her growth. Okay. So godly men know this. It's just that women will use abuse as a way to defy patriarchy. They don't want to submit to a man. They don't want a man ruling. And so they're going to throw out this thing where patriarchy is somehow linked to abuse and stuff. No. Weak men who are emotional, who can't control their own emotions, who have dysfunction in their life from their past and childhood, these are the guys who go around verbally, emotionally, and physically abusing their wives. Okay? Those guys. And they're probably not even listening to these messages. They're not a godly patriarch. Okay? They're just men who have a wife and they're harming. And they don't understand that they're harming themselves. Okay? That's your wife. She's a part of you. Y'all are considered one. But yet, this is what he's doing. So he doesn't understand that. Another definition of abuse is to pervert the meaning of, to misapply as to abuse words. And so in some cases, these ladies, they are abusing the word abuse because that's not what it means. When they say, you corrected me, you made me feel bad, you told me no, this is all abuse. No, it's not. You just misused the word. You misapplied the word. That's not the right word for that. But I just want to show you that what abuse is. It's a misuse of a person or a thing. Okay, she's not a punching bag. She's not something that you need to, you know, you throw all your emotions and anger on because she's not doing what you. These things don't help you as a man. It doesn't help her. Giving your wife a black eye because she didn't cook something properly or didn't do something right is not helpful to anybody. It's a sin against God. You're harming yourself. You're disrespecting God by disrespecting his vessel, this woman who was creating the image of God. This is not good. This is wrong. Don't do it. It's a sin. All right. So for all you ladies that want to say that somehow I'm leading men to for them to abuse their wives, you've heard it once again in this sermon, just like you heard it in the last sermon about the curse of Eve and the duty of all men. I don't teach that. You know that. And for all you ladies who want to use this excuse of, you know, patriarchy is going to lead to abuse of women, you know that's some BS. You really just don't want to submit. And I encourage you to really look at yourselves and really confess your sins to God and say, look, I've been one of these women who have been allowing this curse, this dysfunction to really lead my life to the point that I'm saying things like patriarchy is going to lead to abuse. However, I'm not a man that says no man should never put his hand on a woman. I don't believe that. If a woman is physically in my face, she's hitting me, I'm going to hit her back. In some cases, I'm going to do that out of self-defense. I'm not going to allow a woman to pummel on me and beat on me or verbally do anything of that nature. I'm not going to do that. Okay. However, men, be very careful in a gynocentric society. Like if you just smack your woman, they could say, hey, you abused me while she was all in your face and she was hitting on you. First, it doesn't matter. And then now you got four cops at the house with guns pointed at you, talking about you need to come down and talk and give a statement or something like that. You don't want to be a part of that. So be wise in this gynocentric society that's catered towards women. And just understand that I think God will remove those women out of your life. If your woman's on that level where she's physically hitting you or verbally abusing you, the best way to deal with that is to withdraw your attention. You don't keep dealing with a woman like that. Take some time away from her. You know, and she'll realize that, okay, I need to stop this behavior. And if she doesn't want to, she'll divorce you. And you're free to remarry and get somebody else. You can rebuild and you can have a wife that actually respects you and loves you, follows your lead, and is willing to submit and be a help and an aid to you. Okay, there are other women. You may have to go overseas. You may do something like that. But the fact of the matter is there are women like that. Don't ever think that there ain't no good women. Well, there's very few of them. There's a lot of good women. They're just elsewhere. They're elsewhere. Okay, get outside of your pool. Okay, you're in the wrong pool right now. In some cases, if you think that most of the women you're dealing with are just bad, everybody's bad, that's the pool you're in. Okay. Let me just say this before I end. Because society is so twisted, some women believe that a woman's role, it should not be to serve her husband. And so if a husband has a woman, his wife, serving him and you know, following him, and she will look at that. Other women will say that is a misuse of that woman. So now they're applying the abuse definition to the commands that the man gives to the woman and saying, well, she's not on this earth for him. And that's not just simply not true. We went over this. We'll continue to go over this again. Women were created for men. They were created for the use of men, particularly to aid them in life, for companionship, for business, for a lot of different things. Okay. They're there to aid them. And so the woman was created for the man. That's what the scriptures say. And for some feminist or some woman who supports gynocentrism to say that somehow the woman is being abused because she's being used by her husband, it's incorrect. But you'll see that that's probably what they're going to try to drop on you as well. Just know the scriptures and know the truth. She was created for you. She was created for you to order around and tell her what to do. And she will, in her biological nature, she will do that. Don't fall for the she's an equal partner and all this kind of stuff. Don't go for that. Listen to God, you know, accept what the word of God says, okay? Be strong, stand up, and stand your ground. Don't let no woman or no women outside of your family tell you anything, and don't let them tell your wife anything. Okay, you're trying to follow the Lord. You're a man of God. You're a loving man of God. You don't beat women. You're not an abusive man. Don't fall for any of that stuff. Because what they want you to do is get soft and stop being a man who loves his wife like Christ loved the church. And you know what Christ did with the church? He scolded the church at times. He corrected the church at times. He said some things like this. He said, I got a few things against you. You read in the book of Revelation, he talked about that. That's what Christ did. He said, I got some things against you. You doing this, you doing that. That's what a husband does with his wife. I got some things against you. You doing this, you doing that. Okay? He corrects his wife. He disciplines his wife. Okay? Doesn't Jesus discipline the church? Don't let these people make you think that you can't do anything. You can't really rule. Because that's basically what, if you listen to these feminists, you listen to these so-called Christian women who think they are followers of God. They will say stuff to you and make you feel like you're some kind of abusive person. Don't fall for that, man. Follow the word of God, which says to rule your household. Rule your household, run it well. Most women will just go ahead and follow along, okay? You won't have any problem. Just be a ruler. Stay in line. So until next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.